This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Health officials say there was a potential measles exposure at Denver International Airport earlier this week. An out-of-state traveler with a confirmed case of measles was at the airport and stayed at the Quality Inn and Suites DIA while infectious. The person arrived at the international terminal on Tuesday, May 13th. The next day, they returned to the airport and boarded a domestic flight. Anyone who was exposed on either of the flights will be notified directly by their state or local public health agency. A budget passed by the U.S. House of Representatives would be disastrous for Colorado, says Governor Jared Polis. The bill includes tax cuts as well as reductions in federal spending on Medicaid.
Not only would enormous health care costs be shifted onto the state, who would then be in the unenviable position of having to decide which people to throw off of health care and how much to cut it back, but also with some of the revenue changes that are in there, it would actually reduce revenue to the state.
The budget bill still needs to pass the U.S. Senate. Memorial Day holiday weekend is typically the unofficial start of summer, but keep an umbrella handy. Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Lisa Hidalgo.
I know everyone wants me to tell you it's going to be perfect and not rainy or stormy. Yeah, unfortunately, no. We've got a storm, so there will be a chance for some storms Saturday, especially on Sunday. It looks to be a little soggy. Memorial Day, though, it looks like things clear out and it looks a little better then. But we'll see a slight chance for a few isolated storms. But Saturday, Sunday looks to be a little stormy.
A reminder that this is also the start of severe weather season in Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.